Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's starting to feel like fall.
I love that. It's like 70s now, right? Is it even getting in the 80s?
I don't know. You know, I don't think it did yesterday, but the mornings are so pretty. I love it. I love it. I love it. And Lee, we've got a packed show today. I think this might...
I know. What was that about? What was the thought process there?
This may, you know, set a record. Our show is booked through February, by the way.
February. Nice. What month is this? September.
I know. And we just had more and more folks coming forward for the senior segment today, so we had to cover it all. So if you're interested in learning more about the senior marketplace and the resources available, listen up and get ready because we've got a great show coming up. First up this morning, we have Cheryl Mann of Atlanta Home Partners. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Cheryl, there are a lot of folks here in the room today that you've actually brought together. Maybe we can talk about that first. You know, there's all kinds of networking groups. There's chamber groups. We had the folks from the Green segment on recently, and they have a networking group. Tell me how you came up with the concept and the folks that you've brought together.
Well, the group that we've brought together are seasoned professionals in their field. We only have one person from each discipline in our group, and the name of the group is the Atlanta Senior Resource Team. And we meet basically once a month, and we go over issues in the senior marketplace, and we present to groups. As recently, we presented to a CPA firm. We're going to be going to a Rotary group here soon. And it started out of a need. We saw a need in the community for families to know where to go, where to turn, when they're faced with being in the sandwich generation and having to care for their families and care for their elderly parents.
What's the sandwich generation? What is that?
That's when you're the child and you're in the middle and you're trying to raise your family and take care of your parents who are aging.
And there are a lot of us, Lee.
Yes.
A growing population, definitely. So tell us about Atlanta Home Care Partners. You know, what are the issues associated with hiring a caregiver versus, like, hiring somebody from an agency?
Well, the reason one should consider in hiring an agency, there are principally three issues. The first is one of legality. Who's going to pay taxes? Who's going to pay Social Security? A caregiver could come back to you 5 years after your parents died and say, I thought you were taking out the taxes and paying my Social Security. So it's important to know. We are also licensed by the state of Georgia, and I'd like to add that the state of Georgia is taking this business very seriously. Getting licensed is not an easy process. It's long and drawn out, and it's complicated. So it does weed out the riffraff.
So that's good.
Yes, they want to make sure that our seniors are not being taken advantage of. Also, we are bonded and insured, and we do extensive state and federal background checks on our caregivers and drug testing.
Okay. So your caregivers go in and into someone's home, right?
Correct.
In the home that they currently live in.
Or an assisted living.
Okay. And what type of care would they provide? Is it nursing care? What kind of
credentials
do they have?
Are licensed as a non-medical in-home provider. Okay. And what this means is if we are providing personal care, and that means if you're touching a client, if you are bathing, grooming, anything to do with touching the client, the state requires that it be a certified nursing assistant. Okay. Otherwise, it could be a retired school teacher, someone who just has compassion and would like to help care for the elderly.
So you don't do any touching of that's what you don't do, that portion of it, is that
no,
right?
We do if it is a certified nursing assistant.
Oh, okay. So some of your caregivers are certified nursing?
I would say the majority of my staff is certified nursing assistants.
So they help with things like bathing. Would they help with grocery shopping?
Absolutely,
errands?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Transportation, taking them to the doctor, to the hairdresser, meal preparation, light housekeeping.
Oh, so they're like, they do errands.
Yes.
So they help them just in their household, so that's important. But they also do kind of some of the bathing and some of the things maybe the spouse can't do, or if there's no spouse that...
That's correct.
Wow.
We're there to make...
their life easier.
Absolutely.
Activities of
daily living, that's what we're there for, to help them.
How about
remain independent?
The companionship, I'm sure, is kind of an unintended consequence of this.
It certainly is. I have to tell you, after being in the business for several years now, I see our caregivers becoming members of the family.
Oh, I bet.
And when you hear feedback from the family saying, we couldn't have done this without you,
especially for business professionals or busy people or folks that have their parents in another state.
Absolutely.
Right. That's difficult. Well, gosh, thanks so much for being with us, Cheryl. And give us your website so people can go online and learn more about Atlanta Home Care Partners.
You can go to our website at www.AtlantaHomeCarePartners.com.
You're very passionate about your business, too.
I certainly am.
Can you share a personal story with us as to why maybe you are or what got you into this space?
The impetus for starting this business was caring for my husband's parents till they lived to 93.
Wow.
And most of all, my mother-in-law, who developed Alzheimer's, and it was her worst nightmare. She was the probate judge of DeKalb County for 35 years and had been committing people back in the 70s before they even knew what Alzheimer's was.
Yeah.
And she recognized early on what was happening to her, and the journey that we went through with her, we managed and hired this care. So I knew about home care.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was faced with a career change several years ago, I thought, this is something I'm passionate about. I love the elderly, and I want to make a difference in a generation that gave up everything for us.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Thank you. Thanks for sharing with us today. Next up, we have Meta Johnson, and Meta is a registered nurse, among many other things. Meta is here to talk to us about comprehensive geriatric care management. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Meta, tell us a little bit about what it is you do and what is a professional geriatric care manager?
Well, a professional geriatric care manager is someone who is like the quarterback of the team. It's a profession that's about 20 years old, and I like to call it the profession of professionals because we're RNs or social workers or professionals that have a vast experience in the senior field. There is a National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers and a national certification as well.
Okay. And how long have you been in this space?
8 years. Before that, I was an RN and saw the need for someone to guide you through the maze of all the aging issues. And geriatric care managers, in a nutshell, coordinate and oversee all issues of aging, such as your living situation, your health care situation, all the issues that you face as you age.
Are you doing actual, like, nursing care, or you're more kind of managing the entire process?
We're managing the entire process. We do not do direct nursing care, such as skilled nursing, you know, injections, wound care. That's done by home health,
okay.
which is the Medicare certified home health care agency. So as a profession, nurses look at people from an aspect of their biological, psychological, sociological views. So we assess people in those ways.
Mm-hmm. So your background helps you do this?
Absolutely. People think of nurses as just following doctor's orders to do a skill, but actually it is a profession unto itself that includes looking at the person as a whole person. And in geriatric care manager, you look at them with all of their needs that grow as they age.
Is there anything that a common mistake that people tend to overlook, or maybe, you know, they don't know what they don't know when they get involved in this kind of situation?
I think that that is exactly the point. They don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They like assume that if their loved one is in an assisted living or nursing home or even seeing a specialist, that specialist is communicating with the internal medicine doctor, and they're not. Our healthcare system is very fragmented now. That's really not a criticism. It's just a matter of fact.
So each person that's involved with the patient is in their own little silo, so they don't really have that kind of interaction where the children or the spouse of the patient might think that, oh, they're probably all getting together and chatting about my dad, right?
Yes.
And that just doesn't happen?
No, that doesn't happen. And also the physicians don't think of the person outside the little cubicle that they're providing the care in. They don't think, my goodness, there may be safety issues at home.
Mm-hmm.
They may have old food in the refrigerator. They may need assistance in the home to bathe. Because seniors want to stay very independent. But Unfortunately, sometimes that desire for independence is actually counterproductive, mm-hmm. and they can put themselves at risk of fall, of medication errors. And so if they had someone that was pulling all these pieces together, it's very helpful.
Oh, I would imagine. So go again over maybe just a short list of the services that you provide.
Well, it starts with the geriatric care management assessment. And we talk to usually a family member and then the elder themselves, and we get a personal history and a health care history, assess the living situation, the safety issues. We do an overview of the financial and legal aspects. Do you have an updated, that's very important, updated will, power of attorney, durable medical power of attorney? And from that, we determine their needs, and then we identify resources to meet their needs, such as the members of the Atlanta Senior Resources Team. And we work together as a team to oversee these needs.
That's great. What a wonderful resource to someone that just you are as a single individual to be able to open up your network and have people that you work closely with. Do you have a way of folks reaching out to you if they're interested in learning more about how they can engage you in your services?
Yes, we have a website, which is Metta Johnson. It's just MettaJohnson.com.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Something tells me she has a lot of knowledge to share, Lee.
I know. Imagine the stories.
You know, my mom and sister are both nurses, and they would appreciate that comment, that it's a profession in and of itself. Yeah. They don't just follow the doctor with a pen in their hand. It's a very important job. Thank you for being with us today. Next up this morning, we have Anne Marie, and Anne Marie is from Place for Mom. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So you're an elder care advisor. What is it that you do that might be a little different from the other things we've heard about? How do you help service families?
Well, I do work very closely with people like Metta, and I'm one of the resources that she would choose to call on for her families. I have a niche market, really. My job specifically is to help families find the appropriate living option for their elderly loved ones. So I would work with Metta if she had a family whose elderly loved one can no longer live safely at home, and I would help that family choose the right option, because I'm very familiar with all of the assisted living communities and personal care homes and nursing homes and in-home care options. So my job really is to go in and talk to the family for a long time and identify what that option should be. I talk to them for about the care needs that the mom or dad or aunt or uncle or whoever it is has.
And then you kind of weigh the pros and cons of each one and help them.
Yeah, not just the care needs, but also what determines what is appropriate is, of course, budget.
Right.
Because these are private pay primarily mm-hmm. in facilities and communities. And then, of course, something geographically desirable for right. the family so they can visit the mom or dad.
Now, yeah. What are some of the common questions that people ask you? What are some of the things that, you know, they
right.
don't understand?
Well, usually it's an emergency situation, so they really have idea.
So they have they're just thrown into this. So you
often
probably are like a lifesaver for them.
I do hear that.
I bet.
I do hear that. A discharge planner may have told the family that mom is going to be discharged tomorrow,
or
and
so
she
literally
can't go home.
It could be like the next day kind of thing.
It can be overnight. And because I do know all these places, I can call them quickly, and I can find out if there is availability. I can find out if they're in their price range and make the appropriate suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them 3 or 4 suggestions.
Okay, now speaking of the price range, are you a consultant? I mean, how do you charge for your services?
Actually, my services to the family are free. We are a national organization. A Place for Mom is a national organization, and we have contracts with all of the assisted living communities, personal care homes, the various choices. So luckily, the family doesn't pay for our services.
Wow.
That's a nice resource.
Everyone should know about you.
I hope so.
Absolutely. So you said it's a national company. Do you have a specific geographical region you cover?
Well, I am very familiar with Metro Atlanta, but we do have a database that goes beyond Metro Atlanta. So if someone is out of state or has a mom or dad who's out of state, I can certainly help them there, too.
Wow, well, what a great resource.
Yeah, that's great to know.
Absolutely. People might want to start with you, actually, and then branch out to the other groups if they're new in this space. So thanks for being with us today. Do you have a website folks can visit?
We do. It's aplaceformom.com.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us today. You know, Lee, when you talk about all these different resources and when you talk about your parents being in their home, and I'm sure there might be some construction needs involved. Our next guest, Dennis Lippe, is the president of DK Lippe Construction. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Good morning, Amy Lee. Thank you for letting us come today.
So, Dennis, gosh, I have a lot of questions for you because what an interesting niche market for the construction business. Do you do other types of construction?
Well, we're primarily commercial contractors, but we got into this niche a couple of years ago because there's a growing need for it. We started out thinking it was just grab bars and realized that it's a whole array of modifications to improve the quality of life of a homeowner.
Sure. So as a general contractor, how would you go about helping families that have an aging parent or grandparent?
Well, normally, when we get the call, we'll go in and assess the needs. Sometimes it's a temporary measure where we might have to just do temporary modifications. We study the pattern. If they're in a wheelchair, if they're going to be in a walker, we generally look at the access into the house and access out, and so and then we look at the doorways, the bathrooms, and the kitchens.
Those are the first things you look at?
The first thing is access in.
Right.
We like to get access in, and then we like to make sure that there's a way to get out, so in case there's a fire, so a means of egress.
So it's mostly you go into someone's existing structure and then you help modify the construction to make it more livable for the person.
Right, right. Okay. And we use a principle. It's called universal design. Well, it accommodates all ages. If a spouse is in special needs, we go and modify it and make it look where it's not institutional. It's homey. It's friendly. You know, you can we'll modify a home and it's easily resellable.
That's good to know, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And my in-laws are in Florida, and it's you're right. You go to look at a home, and you can tell if it's been a geriatric home before just by the space. So what are some of the things that you would do to make the space more livable but not look geriatric?
Well, there's if you go into a kitchen, there's a lot of different modifications there. They have a new dishwasher out that's a drawer. So we would accommodate that. We would rearrange the kitchen so that it's an easy flow. A lot of times we'll go into a bathroom and gut out the bathroom. We might have to borrow a closet or two and use a roll-in shower.
With the shower, I would think. You're always doing stuff in there.
It's usually there's a majority of the accidents happen in the bathroom.
Wow.
So we'll start there. And then we'll also we have to look at the people's budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can they afford?
So many people want to age in their own home, too. It's got to be a big issue.
Well, several years ago, the Home Builders Association and AARP got together, and they put together what they call a CAPS program, Certified Aging in Place Specialist. We went in and took that certification in 06, one of the first ones in Atlanta. What they wanted to do was kind of narrow down between a remodeler and somebody who's aware of the special needs for people aging in place. Ideally, people do a lot better staying in their home as long as possible. So what we want to do is just increase the quality of life.
And make it safe, it sounds like.
Make it safe.
Accessible for their lifestyle.
Correct, yeah.
Lee, when I get old,
you
I'm
want me to call him?
Call him because I'm going to still need to be able to cook. That
and
you know, some people taking away their driving would really stifle their independence. If I couldn't cook,
I can't even imagine.
No, that
or imagine. Be. Is there? Do you work with any kind of chicken coops to make them wheelchair friendly?
We could. Anything's accessible.
I'm going to have to stay young to get down to my chicken coop. There are quite a few stairs that go down to it.
And it's really it's amazing that there's stair lifts are only a couple $1,000s to get one from one floor to another. And a lot of times we'll go in and we might put an elevator in, you know, either in the inside or the outside. A lot of times we'll work with, we try to work it to where it's a planned remodel, but a lot of times it's a crisis. It's reactionary.
Right.
Yeah, so we try to educate people as we go that if you're going to remodel, this is what you need to do.
Is there a way to anticipate it? How can you possibly anticipate something?
Well,
like
sometimes we work a lot with shepherds. Some people coming out, so there's no way to anticipate that. What we try to do is work with different agencies or on aging, where you know we know that there's going to be a deterioration of the body.
So you can kind of get it, start a conversation at least.
Right. So we'll work with doctors and different resources from here. We'll find out that there's going to be a special need.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And also we'll do a survey in somebody's home of what potential problems. Okay. That's a free service we do.
And hazards, because you would know what to look for. Like, I have no idea what would be hazards in my home for someone in a wheelchair or on crutches or.
And it's that's true, but it's a lot of it's logic, you know. But once you get into awareness of it, you can pull them out.
It's logical to you, Dennis, exactly. But that's why you call the professional, right? Thanks so much for being with us, Dennis. Do you have a website, folks?
Our website is dklippy.com.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Appreciate
the time, guys.
Thanks for being with us. You know, when it comes to staying in your current home or building another home, you definitely need something called a mortgage, usually. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. This morning we have Jason Cohn. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having us today. I'm with HLM Mortgage Company. We do, in addition to traditional mortgages and renovation mortgages, we do reverse mortgages, and that's where we kind of fit in with this group, with the senior Atlanta Senior Resources team. We first meet with clients and determine what their overall financial situation looks like. And I'll be the first to admit that in many cases, if people have other assets, liquid assets, money in the bank, they may not need our services right away. But where we do add value is when someone has depleted most of their assets and they do want to remain in their house and age in place. And for those clients, we offer a reverse mortgage product. And
can you define what a reverse mortgage is?
Yeah, we've heard that term around here, haven't we?
Yeah.
Certainly. A reverse mortgage is a loan where a client can use their main asset, which is their home, and tap into cash, or many people use that money to retire debts. If they have an existing mortgage against the home, they will pay that off, or if they need money for in-home care, any type of asset they may need. And it's something that's available to seniors age 62 and older. And it basically retires their debt, and they do not have to pay a monthly mortgage payment. They're able to have this loan outstanding until they either move out of the house or pass away at some point in the future.
It's got to be a little bit different, too, working in the senior market, because when you work with younger folks, you know that they have earning potential. How do you go about finding out how much someone would qualify for, how much money?
Right. It's primarily based on their age and the value of their home and whether or not they have an existing mortgage. The younger the client is, if they're closer to 62, they're not going to be able to borrow as much as someone who, may be in their 80s or 90s, who would be able to borrow a great deal more. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Any other questions, Lee?
The reverse mortgages, have they been around a long time? Because it seems like it's relatively new.
Right. They have been around a long time. However, we've seen a big increase over the last couple of years because of the shrinking of people's stock portfolios. Mm-hmm. Those funds that were available to, as their nest egg are no longer there, or what funds they do have left, they want to protect that nest egg. So So we've seen a great increase in our services and needs for our services. And it's interesting. We have one client who calls us every month on the at the time she used to make her mortgage payment and thanks us and makes sure she does not need to make a payment.
Still,
and
right?
Exactly. She still calls monthly and thanks us for taking care of that.
And the way that it works is then you become the owner of the home.
Right. They the client always retains ownership of the home. So if they, over the life of the loan, build up a balance when the home, when they move out or pass away, the home is still the property of the estate, and just
right.
whatever loan balance that's accrued is paid off at that time.
Right. So your company doesn't own the home. It's still in the hands of the person who lives there.
That's correct.
And the estate.
That's correct.
And then they can just pay back the loan, whatever the amount of money was that you lent them, and then everybody goes their merry way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
A lot to know about the mortgage market. How can folks reach you?
Okay. We can either be reached on our website at HLM as in Mary mortgage.com, or we also are resources team, AtlantaSeniorResourcesTeam.com has a website where you can find out information on how to contact all of us.
Terrific. Thanks for reminding us of that as well. Thanks for being our guest today. Keeping with the financial theme and the financial market, next up we have Angie from National Financial Services Group. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us here.
I'm so happy, too, that everybody has a commonality. I can only imagine what you talk about when everybody gets together and Lee and I aren't here. I mean, it's got to be exciting, right?
Senior fun, right?
Yeah. I love getting together with other folks that have my common interests. So, Angie, tell us a little bit about what you do and about your company.
My name is Angie Rakeup, mm-hmm. and at National Financial Services Group, I'm a certified financial planner.
Okay. And how do you fit into the group? What are your qualifications as a financial planner?
Well, I graduated summa cum laude from the University of Georgia with a degree in finance. I've studied and earned 7 licenses and 3 designations, the Certified Fund Specialist, Chartered Financial Consultant, and I'm a Certified Financial Planner Professional. My best credential, though, is 16 years of experience. And as seniors are going through different life changes, you just don't know what to expect financially, and I help sort that out and make sense of it for them.
So what can a senior or their family depend on you to deliver as a financial planner?
Well, they can count on me to handhold them through the financial planning, implementing, and monitoring process. I help my clients by organizing their information so we can see what they have, mm-hmm. and we can determine what they need based on their particular financial goals. I draw out simple diagrams so they have good working knowledge of what I'm proposing and help them make wise choices.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to ask this question because, you know, all of my grandparents are gone now, but I remember finding, like, money in the bathrobes or the coffee cans. Do you ever hear any stories of, you know, it's just a mentality. They stash money away.
That's not the only thing they stash away.
Oh,
you not only find cash stashed away, you find family jewelry.
Wow.
As you're going through paperwork, you find titles to properties, lands, or rental homes that the family didn't even know that they owned.
So it is a specific market, though. It's different to manage the finances of someone that's 90 as opposed to someone that's 30. What are some of the things that you draw out or some of maybe common mistakes folks make in that space?
Well, I go through, they can count on me to know the tax and estate implications of products and set them up correctly. There's a lot discovered that beneficiaries aren't set up correctly, accounts haven't been retitled in multiple generations, items that belong in a trust are not titled to a trust. I go through and I write an agreed-upon timeline, and I coordinate with their CPA and attorney so nothing falls through the cracks. I'm in touch with my clients on a quarterly basis, and I review everything with them at least annually. Most of the time, we have family members with them so that the whole family can stay in touch with what's going on.
Do you recommend that the whole family get involved in this?
Usually, the involved family members, usually the the siblings that are local that want to know that are handling the assets and the siblings that may not be here.
Mm-hmm.
My work provides a reporting function for them so the family can stay in touch.
So the client has to give you permission to share the information with the entire family?
Correct. It's all signed off on.
Do you recommend that typically with your clients?
Typically, I do. Most people have got reasonable family situations, and by coordinating and keeping in touch on the front end, you avoid problems on the back end.
Right.
Absolutely. I would think so. Any thoughts you want to share with our listeners? Any final thoughts? Anything, anybody that might be listening and not know whether they need to contact you or one of the other members, what are some of the things on their mind that would cause them to reach out?
Yeah, what's that trigger that spurs them to call you?
Most of the time, they start getting into their family finances, and they don't know. They don't know what father had before he passed, or they don't know what they currently have got, what the tax implications are. They sit down and they look at forms, and they don't understand, and it starts occurring like a black hole, and people start getting upset. If we can sit down, gather all the information together piece by piece, and start clarifying things and providing clear lines of intentionality of how they're supposed to be handled during the succession process, we can help enable that things go smoothly and misunderstandings don't occur.
So your entry point is typically the children?
My entry point is typically the children. As things start to change and power of authority over assets starts to change hands.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for being with us today. How can people reach out and contact you if they're interested in learning more, Angie?
They're welcome to call me directly at 770-512-5183. They can find me on my company's website, nationalfinancialservicesgroup.com.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being our guest today and for sharing with us. We appreciate you being with us today. Angela Recop is a registered representative and investment advisor representative for Equity Services, Inc., also known as ESI, and other products, and these products, services solely through ESI. ESI's local branch offices are at 1050 Crown Point Parkway in Atlanta. Their phone number is 770-512-5183. Her company, National Financial Services Group, is also at this location. All entities referred to are independent of ESI. You know, we talked a little bit about finance, and it all kind of interweaves, but it all comes back to elder law in many ways as well. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Victoria Collier of Elder Law of Georgia. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what is elder and disability law? I mean, just maybe define those terms a little bit so we know what we're talking about.
Sure. Elder and disability law is really a specialized type of law that focuses on where the health care needs start to increase, the legal needs also start to increase. So it's the integration between the law and health care.
I imagine when it comes to elder and disability law, there are things available to folks that they don't even know about. I mean, we've kind of said it over and over, you don't know what you don't know. What are some of the estate planning, what's different between you and elder law and an estate planner?
Well, most people are familiar with estate planning and attorneys because most people understand what a will is, and so they want to plan for the disposition of their estate when they die. Elder care is different. We focus more on planning for you to live. Mm-hmm. And if you continue to live, the longer you live, the more likely you will have a disability. Okay. And so while estate planning plans for retirement and death, we're planning for disability and long-term plans. And so we're integrating your estate plan. You have to have wills, powers of attorney, especially health care and financial powers of attorney put in place so that we have flexibility to plan for any kind of health care issue that comes up.
You talk about maintaining the quality of life, and I know there are governmental programs in place. There are benefits like Social Security and disability and Medicare and Medicaid. There's even VA support. How do you go about helping someone know if they qualify for these things and actually applying for them? Is that a space you get into?
It is. Elder care attorneys primarily focus on asset preservation through helping people qualify for other assistance. Other assistance can be the Medicaid, the VA benefits, and Social Security disability. The focus, though, should always be on quality of life. And while they say money can't buy you happiness. In our opinion, money can buy you quality of life. And so what we do is try to preserve people's quality of life through the preservation of their resources.
Is there are people surprised how much the government provides for them?
People don't know what the government provides for them. What people believe is that the government will take everything away from them.
Right.
And so they often will presume that they don't, that they're not eligible for any benefits, and that even if they were, the government would take what they do have.
Mm-hmm. So that's not necessarily the case?
That's not the case. We can help people preserve for married individuals. We can help people preserve just about 100% of their resources and still gain access to community resources and government assistance.
How do your clients, are they the actual senior, or are they the children of the senior?
In the majority of the cases, the clients are the senior citizen, the person who's getting the benefit of our planning. But frequently, it is the children or siblings or the spouse that will contact us when a loved one has a disability.
What is one thing that you can advise folks about getting the benefits that are offered to them? I know, like, we talk about the uninsured, and you have to register for Medicare or Medicaid. I mean, how do people know?
Right. That's not automatic. Just because you turn a certain age, you're now eligible, is it?
When you turn 65, just prior to that, Medicare starts sending letters out, and so you do have to apply so that you are receiving the Medicare. But as far as Medicaid, you have to also meet eligibility criteria financially. And so once someone meets that criteria, then they would have to file an application.
If you don't file the application, then you don't have it, right?
Correct.
Even though you're the right age.
Correct. But there has to be that distinction that is often confused, which is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare, a person gets because they've worked, they've paid into the Social Security system, and at the age of 65, they are eligible for it if they've filled out the proper paperwork. Medicaid, you have to be either aged, blind, or disabled and meet financial criteria.
Is there a reason you wouldn't get it? Like, is there some strategy involved to say, you know what, I don't want that, or it's not good for me financially to get it?
I can't think of any reasons why someone would not seek benefits that they could be eligible for.
Right.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
I would say that the number one thing is do not just assume that you won't or don't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Speak with someone who specializes in this area. That can speak to all the issues as far as Medicare, Medicaid, and if the person is a veteran, speak to veterans' benefits as well. And for the people who do speak about veterans, the advisor must be accredited through the VA in order to give advice.
Oh, okay. That's interesting to know, too. I know my father-in-law just got a new hearing aid through the VA, and his batteries and everything come. I mean, I think he pays 75 cents for the batteries. I mean, it's a really nice benefit.
There's a lot of good benefits for veterans. They just don't know that they exist.
That's right.
VA does not advertise.
He was thrilled.
So can they just call the VA?
They can, but...
You need help in this, you think?
It's the second largest government agency, and so it's not easy to navigate.
Yeah. You say, can you just call the VA?
Well, I don't know. You would call, like, Radio Shack, right?
Right. Yeah, it's just that easy, I'm sure. Well, thanks so much for being with us today and for sharing. Do you have a website, or how can folks contact
you?
We
do. Our phone number is 404-370-0696, and while we're in Decatur, we do service the whole state of Georgia, specifically the metro area, and our website is www.elderlawgeorgia.com.
Terrific. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
You know, we know we're all going to get older. It's going to happen someday, but why is it that we don't always plan for it? Our next guest, getting us ready for tomorrow, Patricia Bowen. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thanks so much, Amy.
So you're downsizing, you're relocating, you're liquidating your assets. Gee, who should you call? I think maybe it's you, huh?
Well, you should call me when you're planning to move on or when you have a lot of things to liquidate. We have actually two distinct markets, really. One is a senior who's typically been in their home a long, long time, and they have a lot of things, and they're moving either into an active adult community or they're moving into assisted living, which is really going to be a lot smaller. They won't have the attic, the basement, the garage, and everything else to hold on to all of those good things they've been accumulating for 30 or 40 or 50 years. So in addition to helping them move, in addition to packing them up, helping them do some floor planning, finding a mover for them, unpacking, and all of those good things, we can help them find good homes for the things that they can't take along with them because they won't fit or it's just not practical anymore. So we have buyers who will buy specialty items. We have people who will come in and just buy the contents of a house. My partner is a licensed auctioneer, so we do on-site estate sales and auctions and off-site as well. If the property is not conducive to doing it on-site, we can go to an auction house with them and help them get some bucks for their things, also work with a lot of charities. And on the other side, another typical client would be the family of someone who's passed on, and they have to dispose of an estate, the physical estate.
Wow, so you would help with all of that. I was about ready to ask you how you differ from a mover, but, boy, that's very different. You know, there's a lot of services there under one umbrella.
Right. We're not movers, but we do work with a lot of movers, both in-state and out-state. And, as I said, we do the packing, the unpacking, all of that good stuff. But a typical mover is not going to find a home for their pets, do a change of address for them, ship things to their children, and so forth. So we really do everything that the family would do if they could do it.
So does the family just, like, stand next to you and say, yeah, keep that, now that goes in there, like, and you just sort the stuff out?
Well, we can't make decisions for them if they're still there. But we can advise them on where they might find a home for things. Many people just either get a dumpster or they just take everything to Goodwill, not realizing that there's a good market for a lot of things out there.
So you can tell by looking probably more than they can, like, oh, this has value, you should don't dump this in Goodwill.
Very much so. We deal with a lot of buyers. We have an online store on eBay. So we have a pretty good sense of what might be remarketable, resellable.
Is there any good surprise stories? You know, like, what's that TV show on PBS where they bring stuff?
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
We have some interesting surprises. I guess the biggest surprise I had was several cans of tennis balls that had never been opened from the 1930s. We put on eBay and got about $350 for them.
Who would know?
You wouldn't know. You just wouldn't know, but we take a chance on things and put them up there, you know, and see who's looking for them.
Wow, what a great service. You know, I had an uncle in Chicago that passed away and was a collector of so many things. Mm-hmm. Worked at Tiffany's for years, can imagine.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And we had someone like yourself in Chicago that came in, and it was so helpful because there was all kinds of china and stuff that I was getting ready to have Goodwill take, and people collect things like that.
They do.
I had no idea. And some paintings that were worth a lot. Very helpful. Gosh, so valuable what you do and what you can provide to the family.
On the other side, sometimes we have to set an expectation because of Antiques Roadshow.
Right, they think, what about this?
Right.
This lamp,
This must be worth a fortune, right?
Yeah.
And it's not, but we try very hard to set those expectations.
So how can folks reach you?
Folks can reach me by phone at 404-702-1337, and we have a website, which is getreadyfortomorrow.com.
Great. Thanks for being with us today and for sharing. She would be one of the first people I would need to call, especially you start to look at things and I get emotional attachment.
Right.
I would
That's
need her to talk me thing, you know, talk me
you
out.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You can only save so much. And what's the most important? Lee, our next guest, I'm not saving the best for last, but I sort of am because our last two guests today, I could probably fill an entire show with them and talk to them all day long because they're topics that excite me. I know not everybody gets excited to talk about insurance, but I do. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Robert Ragsdale.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing terrific. Thanks for having us.
You've been so patient, Robert, so patient sitting over there. Tell us about health benefit plans, and there's so much to know. How does somebody go about maybe narrowing down the choices?
Well, it's fascinating. When I first got into insurance, into the senior programs, I got in because I was looking for something for my mom. Okay. And I realized that most insurance guys was out trying to sell policies and trying to look at what was best for the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized at the time I had looked in the Medicare and U book to see all the plans that was available here in the Atlanta area, and there was 80 choices for my mom.
Wow.
80 choices?
So I thought, wow. Hey, there's got to be some way to look through this to figure out what's best for whom. Mm-hmm. So that's how I have created my program and my company is to look at what's best for the people. We're kind of an advocate for the seniors. And, you know, one size doesn't fit all. There's not one program that's best for everybody. And there's lots of programs that people qualify for that have no clue that they qualify for them.
Boy, you're so right on there. You don't know what you don't know. And when it comes to the benefit arena, too, there are probably certain things that work well together, too, certain types of plans that then would cover, you know, everything, right? I mean, if somebody's got a specific medical condition what are some of the questions, I guess, that you ask an individual to find out what plan works best for them?
Well, there's some real unique plans in the marketplace that there's some for the chronic ill that if you don't have the illness, you can't get the programs. You know, what people.
That's a twist,
mm-hmm.
right?
It is.
Well, one of the interesting things that and you've heard all the stories about Medicare about the 40% of the cost is the last 6 months of somebody's life,
right?
In most of these, the last 6 months, it's because of chronic illness. And the chronic illness is anything from diabetes to heart problems to COPD to end-stage renal disease. All the things all of those chronic illnesses are expensive.
Right.
And so Medicare set up special programs for those.
So how does a person, if you have this pre-existing condition, like all you do is hear about how you can't get insured if you have pre-existing insurance.
Well, if you are at the age to have Medicare, it's an automatic. And there are no pre-existing conditions for Medicare. If by chance you're unfortunate and we're not of Medicare age but we're disabled, you can get Medicare under age 65 at whatever age the disability occurs after a 2 year. It's a 2 year window to get Medicare for under 65.
So you help the client with that?
Yeah, help them with that. Oftentimes, I find, particularly in the senior community, I find an awful lot of seniors can qualify for the Medicaid programs and have no clue that they can.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. Again, now there are probably certain plans too that work better with Medicare, and you know the whole Medicare Part B and. Wow. I mean, there is a lot to know. So you specialize in the senior space?
Correct.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been in the insurance business for about 10 years. I've been doing senior programs for the last five.
Well, now, you must be nervous, all this stuff going on. You've got to learn all new stuff.
But each year, the programs change every year, so I have to learn.
Either way, you're going to have to learn new stuff, right?
I have about 15 different organizations that I represent.
Wow.
So I have a...
You're busy.
It's the challenge every year. But I also know that regardless of what they do with all the goings-on in Washington now, they're going to still need somebody like me to help explain what's
right.
going on.
No, absolutely.
Yes, to speak English. Yes, to break
translation.
It down. We need you. We definitely need you. Folks that are listening right now and need you and have someone that is in their family or it might be them that need help with their insurance needs, how can they contact you?
Well, excuse me. My phone number is 678-641-7995. My website is healthbenefitplansllc.com, or you can go online to the Atlanta Senior Resource Team.com to get information on all of us.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us today. You've got
Thanks
a lot of
us.
Knowledge to share, and it is tricky, Lee. People think insurance and benefits, it should all be clear-cut, but there's a lot to know. And, again, a lot of benefits out there that folks can get if they just ask the right questions. Last but certainly not least, when it comes to helping others in the senior market, whether it's the family or the seniors themselves, Sunny Asgard is dedicated to that, and she provides Senior Resource Directory in, I'm just so thrilled that she's with us today, Atlanta's most comprehensive Senior Directory is a Senior Resources Directory that she puts out. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you for having me. I think you guys do a great job.
Well, thanks, Sunny. So as the publisher of Senior Resources, what are some of the things you're looking to provide the community through your guide?
Well, the directory, I started in 2002, and a college buddy suggested, she did it in Oregon and suggested I bring it to Atlanta, and I knew absolutely nothing about the senior market. And so then I started research. Actually, her little book sat on my desk for like a year before I looked at it. Then I started calling around and trying to find some of these resources myself and saw how difficult it was. When you're looking through the yellow pages, you don't even know where to start. So I was in the position that a lot of family members find themselves when something happens to a parent or a grandparent. They don't even know where to start. So I followed Chappie's plan with the different categories that are in there and researched them extensively. And we cross-reference everything with the Office of Regulatory Services, make sure people have licenses. Every number of every book is called every year, and it is just horrendous. But we not only do we call them to see if they're still in business, we add the new ones. We interrogate with them, which takes like 3 and 4 phone calls sometimes. We code everything, because the whole idea, the prime directive of the book, is to be useful for the users of the books.
Right, and it is. I mean, it's the resource guide is amazing. How often does this directory come out?
It's an annual publication. We do 5 editions that cover 12 counties now.
Okay.
So it evolved into that, or you always started, county by county?
Yeah, I started in DeKalb County since I'm in DeKalb County.
Sure.
And when I started it, I had no idea. It was so much work. I had no idea how much work it would be. And so the first time it came out, it was a hit as soon as it came out. I even got a call from somebody in Coweta County and asking me if I had one in Coweta County, and I had to say, darling, I don't even know where Coweta County is.
What is that? Where is that?
I get calls from New York, from all kinds of states, from Florida, from the Kentucky, from just all over when people pass through Atlanta and want this. So it's unlike
where is it
anything
distributed?
Else. Well, it's the senior centers all have them. We distribute them to, and I'm reading out of the back because it's doctor's offices, medical clinics, care clinics, hospitals, social workers, senior centers, a lot of churches. As soon as the church finds it, they're on the phone calling me. Senior living communities, chambers of commerce.
So it's distributed free, and then it's advertising
resource
supported?
Well, our sponsors, that's how we make it work. Mm-hmm. And we are so thankful for our sponsors. And they are usually like-minded, the whole idea of helping people.
Right. I'm sure it's one of those books that you have to be in. Like, that's just the way it is. You know, it's built into your advertising budget every year.
Well, hopefully. It needs to be, because it takes so much work to produce this thing. It's so labor-intensive that no other publication on the planet would do it, because it's insane.
It sounds like it. But I like the way it looks, too. I like the size of it. I even noticed just the typeface is a little bit larger.
When I first started researching, I had a whole bunch of seniors in, and I had different publications, senior publications out, and I asked them to pick up one. They picked up Chappie's, which is the person, because it was pretty, had the flower on the front and all that stuff. But and they looked in it, and they said, well, I'm sure these other publications are really nice, but we can't read them.
Right.
So that
right
was definitely.
That's a good learning point there.
And I know some people probably think, well, everything's online, but so many seniors don't go online. This is just so senior friendly. That's the first thing I noticed when I picked it up. The typeface, the pictures, the way it's laid out. It's something that a senior would get.
Right. But even if they are online, it's still handy to have in a drawer somewhere.
Absolutely.
People keep it, and they have to hide it. And the caregivers have to hide it in their drawers because it will get borrowed. They have to put their name on it, don't take.
Right.
I've gotten calls from people who have like the 2002 edition. Like, people,
they're still using.
Oh my
they
God.
Won't throw them away.
They do not throw away these books. Yeah. So
that must be rewarding for you to see it grow like this.
Well, it's grown. We need more supporters because we have a limited time. There's not very many of us working on it, so we need to get the word out that we do need more supporters to keep this alive. Mm-hmm. Because so tens of thousands of Atlanta people depend upon this book. Everyone uses this book. We just need more people to step up to the plate and help support it.
Right.
And that's, we also have the website that we've, really put in. It's got 3 search engines in it. We're trying to make it have, because we have so much expanded information on the website from this. And plus people can, the website isn't an online directory. It's there for more information and to showcase our sponsors, because we're so grateful to our sponsors for helping us, be able to do this, finance this.
If someone wants to become a sponsor, how can they do that?
They can look online, seniorresourcesdirectory.com. They can call us, 770-938-0888. And now, actually, we're in our fundraising right now.
Perfect timing.
For the 2010 editions.
Okay.
So we're trying to make them bigger and better.
And they go out at the first of the year, typically?
Yes, yes.
Great.
What kind of time frame are you looking at? If our listeners are thinking this is a good idea, how quickly do they have to act on that?
Quickly. We're trying to get it all done by the end of October. It probably might be mid-November, but we really need people in. The sooner people sign up, the sooner we can get them on our website.
Right, that's a big benefit.
So they can get the website for free for the rest of the year if they sign up now.
Wow, that's a nice benefit.
Yeah, and another thing, that the books are a free service. We want to help people. That's the whole idea of the books.
Thank you. Gosh, thanks for all you do in the senior community and all the resources you provide. We really appreciate you being with us today. One last time, how can folks reach you?
The phone number is 770-938-0888, and that is sunny, like not cloudy.
I like that. Is it a nickname for something?
No, it's not.
You were named Sunny.
So you had to be a cheery person.
I know, wouldn't that have been bad?
Right. You had to be.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today. And to all of our listeners, thanks for listening to the show. And what an incredible group of folks and a lot of resources in one day. Check out the links, check out the websites, and tune in again next week. But I do have one question for our listeners.
Yes.
So I went down to check on my chickens this morning, and one of them is sneezing.
Uh-oh.
So then I thought.
Swine flu?
Right. Can chickens get swine flu? And if so, can pigs get chicken pox? So that's the question.
Trivia question. Maybe win a prize if you. The first one with the right answer gets a prize.
Exactly.
Some eggs. Maybe you give them a dozen eggs.
They'll be laying in October. Four eggs a day I'll have. So lots of eggs.
A lot of giveaways.
lots of giveaways. Thanks so much for listening this week. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show.